Wagner Hills was almost finished building its $14 million new residential addictions treatment facility when they got an unexpected call offering up to $1 million to help them out. The Jim Pattison Foundation contacted the Langley Addictions Recovery Center almost out of the blue, said senior leaders at Wagner Hills, which operates on a 49-acre parcel of land in Glen Valley. The call came at a good time. Wagner Hills had raised $12 million of the $14 million budget for their new facility. If they can raise a further $1 million and the Jim Pattison Foundation matches that, they'll be able to open their expansive new building entirely debt-free. It's been in the works for quite a few years now, said Justin Froelich, Associated Executive Director at Wagner Hills. The new building is a three-story structure featuring living quarters, community rooms, laundry facilities, kitchens, and a large gym already full of equipment. As of late January, trades workers were putting the finishing touches on flooring, appliances, and furniture were already waiting to be unwrapped and installed. The exterior is largely finished. Along with individual rooms for the residents, there is a guest suite so that family members can visit someone in recovery at the center. That's important, because Wagner Hills typically offers long stays for its clients. The full program takes a year, and shorter stays are usually 3 to 6 months. The building should be ready to move into in late February or early March, Froelich said. Right now, Wagner Hills can accommodate about 30 clients in its programs. Moving the residents from aging prefab structures to this brand new facility will allow them to expand to about 50, said Froelich. Funding for the project involved some major work already, with the society raising $12 million and getting most of the way to their goal. We kind of went to everyone we could, and everyone who loved this place, said Wagner Hills Executive Director Jason Roberts. The Jim Pattison Foundation wasn't really on their radar. The society funds a lot of hospitals and educational projects, and Roberts said they thought Wagner Hills wasn't the type of service they concentrated on. But just before Christmas, Roberts said Wagner Hills put together a video asking for help with the new building. They sent it out to supporters and asked that they share it with friends. Then in December, the Pattison Foundation called. There was a vetting process, and the foundation apparently liked that the society was operating without debt on the project. The matching aspect of the donation means that Wagner Hills will have to raise another million from their donor base and the community. But Roberts expects the announcement of the funding will draw people in. It's kind of rejuvenated some interest, he said. The construction of the recovery center drew back some people who had spent time there in the past, Froelich and Roberts noted. At least three people who happened to be hired for the project, including a truck driver and construction workers, were graduates of the program. Wagner Hills has more information about its work, and about the donation, at wagnerhills.com.